bikes, you know, MAT, sleeping in my chamber, massage, everything outside the building, rest, any and everything I can. If it works a little, I want a lot of it. And I'm going to do everything I can to get back quickly. So it's just day to day. It's a process.
You have confidence in Andre?
Oh, complete confidence in Andre. Complete confidence in the whole entire backfield. You know, he doesn't need to feel pressure. There's no pressure on him. It's his time. So I'm excited to watch him play. And you know, I'm going to be here pushing him. You know, just breaking down the film with him today as we was going through it. The offensive meeting, just showing him some tips of how the defensive ends, right foot or left foot up, showing them the safeties and defense, working on strings, and just being a student of the game with him. But he's a great player. He's going to continue to grow. He want to be great. He's going to be a good player in this league.
He doesn't need to feel pressure, but it's a pretty big spot for a rookie going down to Philadelphia to make his first start. I mean, do you think he will feel it a little bit?
He'll probably feel pressure on, I mean, like I said before, pressure breaks pipes, but pressure also makes diamonds. So I think the character that Andre has, and also in this whole entire backfield and team, that the amount of pressure the humans can put on him, he already has enough for the reasons why he plays this game. So he just wants to go out and perform well, put his best foot forward, and you know, bring a W back with the team. So yeah, he's just going to go out there and play ball, man. He understand the playbook, understand the tendencies, and go have fun.
What kind of advice do you give someone making their first career start in a place like Philadelphia there?
Yeah, the best thing you can do is obviously, you know, you got the crowd noise is a factor, but remind any running back the first play, hit somebody. As soon as you get that contact, you remind it, it's just like a little kid. So, and he'll play football.
He would probably like that. It would seem like that would be something he, you know, he doesn't mind that contact. That seems right up his alley a little bit.
Yeah, he looks for it. So, he, like I said, man, he's going to be an outstanding back in this league. And I'm glad to be beside him and help groom him on the way.
Can you compare to how you felt 2 days ago to me, how you feel right now? And has there been progress?
Yeah, it's progress. It's progress every hour. You know, the strength coming back quickly, you know, the healing's coming back rather quickly. So, you know, I just got to continue to stay the course. And, again, I'm going to let him heal my body as he wishes and do everything I possibly can to speed it up.
Running or jogging on it is not something you've gotten to yet, right? Correct?
And
you mentioned a bunch of things. That wasn't one of them.
Yeah, no, not yet. It ain't just not time for that just yet. But we'll be doing that pretty soon here.
In your mind, have you ruled out this week and started and looked at previous weeks, or are you not at that point yet?
Never. I never rule out anything. You never know how you're going to wake up the next day. You don't even know if you're going to wake up the next day.
Well, so you can, hope so, right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You never know. This is life. We're all trying to figure it out. So I'm going to control what I can control. And every day I wake up, I know I'm not done here on Earth. And so I'm going to continue to be excellent in everything I do.
Was there any moment once you got here, once Andre got here, where you saw him and thought, wow, this kid's going to be pretty good? I mean, at a point where it really earned your trust and your faith in his ability?
Just the way he runs. You know, he was as soon as you saw him take off, I was talking to Peyton. I said, hey, man, this kid can be good. We gotta make sure we stay on him. The same thing with Odell. As soon as you saw him come out of a route and catch the ball, Peyton. I was like, hey, you see that? And so, you know, we got a great group of young men coming into this league, on this team, so we're happy to see him grow and be beside him and kind of show him the way.
They have to, I mean, I know they feel that they have to earn the trust of coaches. Do they kind of have to earn that with veterans, too, to prove that they belong here before you guys really kind of start taking them under your wing a little bit?
I think as a rookie, dating back to when I was a rookie, you do want to earn the respect of your peers and the coaching staff. There's no doubt about that. But as a veteran, it's your job to minimize that pressure and show them back to the game, which it is. So if you can eliminate, you know, kind of that cloud of peer noise and remind them they're just playing football and cheer them on, pat them on the back, correct them with some love, you know, that's how you get a team. And again, you know, the more you can pull the best out of people, that's all I'm interested in. If you pull the best out of somebody and remind them the reasons why they want to play this game instead of forcing the reasons why you believe they should, you get the best out of them.